reestablish their identity with public radio. And, you know, one of the things that distinguishes a person, I think, is the kind of company they keep and the kind of other individuals they identify with. And people immediately perceive if you are a supporter of public radio. You know, either you're wearing one of the shirts or a cap, or they hear you talking about public radio. And they, if they're one of those people, they automatically know we've got some stuff in common. And more than likely, they'll come over and talk to you. And, you know, times I've been on vacation, I've had people stop me at the beach. I'd be wearing a public radio shirt. And the state that they were from, they supported public radio and immediately say, what kind of programs you carry? What's your favorite show?
Oh, that's neat.
And, you know, you automatically have this bond. And people, once they see you, they know if you're part of public radio. They know you're a strong supporter of your community. They know that you're willing to give to make that community better. Give of your time, maybe serve in office, take on community responsibilities, and even give financially to assist such things as children's programs, help improve the animal facilities in the area, but also make public radio available to everyone, whether they can afford it or not. And other people who's part of that group will know it, and you'll have good repercussions from it.